Yeah, it was. I think it was said at the start there was a lot of emotion around the place with players leaving. But the bottom line was it was a really important game and we needed to get the job done so that we improved our chances of trying to make the Champions Cup.
And that is going to be riveting. No matter what Saints do at Exeter tomorrow, hopefully it's either going to be in Quinn's hands or very close to it after this. It really helps the momentum.
Well, we'll see where we're at by the end of the weekend. But, you know, for us, we know we've got a job to do. Whatever the result is tomorrow, it will be in our hands, because even if Northampton are ahead of us, we have the opportunity to control them. Same for them. But we'll see what we need to do, and we'll do our absolute best to see if we can get the result nailed down next weekend.
And it sets up, regardless, a great game against another good team, and a team who've been pretty close to Quinn's in the league all season.
Yeah, it's been, you know, it's competitive everywhere you look, you know. There's some really good sides who are below us at the moment in the league, and there's some really good sides who are just above us. Yeah, I think we're doing okay this year. I'd rather we were further up the league, but it's frankly been quite transitional. Loss of Nick Easter, Nick Evans being out a long time, a big injury list, a lot of players unavailable due to international call-ups. All of those have made it a challenge, but we've managed to keep in touch, and we're, you know, somewhere near to try and get there for the first time in 3 years.
And obviously for the home fans, you talked about it a lot pre-match and in the build-up, it was a good night to come here on a Friday and get this win as well, wasn't it, after one or two narrow defeats at home?
Yeah, I felt 2 weeks ago against Exeter, I thought we were excellent. And the difficulty is trying to persuade everybody that that is the case when the result goes against you. We didn't even get a point. But I thought two bounces of the ball that night were the difference, and we should have been further ahead when they happened. Fortunately, the team bought into that summary and belief of things. And at half-time tonight, it was very important that we understood that that was the case again, because first half, I thought we'd played some great rugby. And how we were behind is really probably, you know, wasn't a fair reflection of the scoreboard, of the play at all. It would have been very easy from that point to have maybe started well-intended to go off on their own and not stick together and go through the systems that they need to. But they did, and they got their just reserts in the second half.
One more on the game, Nick Evans aside. Two players who could have easily been man of the match on another night, Joe Marchant and Tim Viss, both excellent.
Yeah, absolutely. There's a lot of disappointed players from a Lions perspective. Tim, I'm sure, you know, in his own quiet way, would have felt the same as several of the other players, the more documented guys. Joe Marchant, on the other hand, you know, there's a young man who's just got himself into the full England squad for the summer in Argentina. He's had an unbelievable season, and he seems to be getting better, doesn't he?
Yeah, and Eddie Jones watching here, interestingly, as well today. Let's obviously finish with the major story from the point of view of the club, which is Nick Evans. Final home game in all likelihood. Don't know about a Champions Cup playoff, let's not even go there, but what a night to just honour a great club legend, a man who's been a real heartbeat of this club for 9 years.
Yeah, well, you've just used the word that I used when the press release came out. I didn't say it flippantly. I think it's used too often. Nick Evans is a legend in Harlequins. There are very few, in my opinion, over 150 years. Legends aren't two a penny, ten a penny, whatever the expression is. And he is one. This is the most successful period in Harlequins history over the last 8-9 years that he's been here. And he has been right at the forefront of that. So for him to, you know, finish his last regular season match anyway, let's put it that way, in the way that he has done tonight, I'm just made up for him. But, you know, I feel the same about Carl Dixon getting the opportunity to play as well tonight. And, you know, there's several of those lads leaving. It's a difficult time, and, you know, rugby is a ruthless business, and there are a lot of boys who are leaving the club this year, and, you know, all of them have made contributions to the club over the time they've been here.
And just finally from me, for Nick, not just what he's done on the field, the trophies, the 2,000 odd points, you name it, it's what he's brought off the field, coaching, grassroots, and just embracing being on this side of the world and part of this wider community.
That's it, exactly. What the guy does is every single thing that he's asked to be involved in at Harlequins, he gets it right. He makes the right decisions. He's professional in everything that he does. He's willing, able, helpful, never ever questions anything. I've just walked into the shower. He's having a shower. And I've just given him a program and said, there's a boy out there. He's dried his hands. He's come over, never once said a word, signed the thing, and sent him back out. That's the way he is. It's the way he's always been, conducts himself in an exemplary manner, We'll have to see what it is that he decides to do going forward. But, you know, his name will always be revered in this club.
Appreciate your thoughts. Thank you very much.
No problems at all.
Just one from me, John. Being a director of rugby can sometimes be a very tough job. Do nights like this at the Stoop make it all the worthwhile?
You're right. It is tough. But I enjoy every minute of it. Probably didn't appreciate the volume of time that is involved. There is a lot of stress, but I feel very blessed that I'm given the opportunity to do a job that I love. I love my job. My job is my hobby. And I'm a lucky person, so if ever I come out of bed and I'm grumpy, I remind myself that I could be doing a lot of other things as well. I'm working tirelessly in many, many different ways. This club is in need of a lot of things, a lot of work needed. I'm pretty clear where we are. I'm pretty clear what needs to happen. The when is, some of it is out of my control. But you're right, when you get nights like this, it sort of gives me a bit more energy to keep going.